This is the Recency Bias, your mid-afternoon after mini-pod. Does that make sense? Sure it does. Yes, welcome to the Recency Bias, production of RabbitHabs.com and the Rabbit Habs Podcast Network, which includes, of course, the Big Pod, the Montreal Bias, and the Nose Bleeds Podcast. All good podcasts to listen to. All of them. If you're not subscribed, it only takes two feeds to subscribe to the entire network. I mean, is that so hard? No, I didn't think so. You get myself on the Recency Bias. You get myself and Sean O'Neill when we do the Big Pod on the Montreal Bias. And you get Ian, you get Kristen, you get Trevor when you do the Nosebleeds. It's a couple clicks. You get all your Habs coverage and a fun look at the rest of the NHL. Within just a few clicks. So find us in the places you find podcasts. Spotify. I keep saying iTunes, but pour one out. iTunes no longer a thing. It's Apple Podcasts is where you now find us. But it's still the same thing as iTunes. I thank you for searching for it. Stitcher. Guess that's it, as far as I know. Anchor FM, if you're looking for the Nosebleeds. I know they've got a thing going on there, too. So, you can find us. Just Google it. All right, let's talk about last night's hockey game. Thursday night, Habs finishing up a homestand, their first homestand this season, hosting the Minnesota Wild, who I think it's fair to say are not a very good hockey team so far this season, coming into the Bell Center on Thursday evening with a 1-5-0 record to start the season. That's not good. That's not good. The Habs, for their part, they were walking in with a 2-2-2 record, which is also not good, but not bad. I would say it's about as average as you could get for the first six games of the season. So what you wanted to see, I get the sense, I certainly wanted to see this, was the Canadians show up and perform well and not lose this game. Because the Minnesota Wild were a desperate team, are a desperate team. And after a game that you lost to the Lightning on Tuesday, you want to kind of recover from that. And losing to a reeling Minnesota Wild squad, probably not the best way to get things back on the right foot. The good news, Canadiens fans, and it was all good news on Thursday night, I would say, was that the Canadiens got back on the right foot. A 4-0 Carey Price shutout win over the Minnesota Wild. And yes, Carey Price did get a shutout in this game. I can't say we can give old CP31 too much credit for it. He still made the saves he needed to make, but they were rare. 17 saves, a very quiet night. Enough so that you might think about trotting him out twice this weekend as the Canadians have back-to-back on Saturday and Sunday against the St. Louis Blues in St. Louis, and then they'll be in Minnesota to take on the same pathetic Wild on Sunday night at 7 o'clock. So not a big contest for Carey Price, but hey, he did what he had to do. As I say, 17 saves in the shutout. The story in this one, though, much more so, the first-timers club. Indeed. Yes, we got Nick Suzuki's first goal of his NHL career set up by Petrie and Domi. He got that in the first period. The Canadians did the bulk of their scoring in about a six-minute section of the game from 14 and a half minutes into the period to 19 and a half minutes into the period. So there's 30 seconds left when Suzuki got his first. It only took him seven games, which I'm sure still felt long enough for Suzuki to finally find the back of the net, but not quite as many games as Victor Mete took before he got his. Now, Victor Mete, 126 games in the NHL spread across three different NHL seasons. But he got the scoring going on the night for the Habs. His first, assisted by Nick Cousins, who also picked up his first point as a Hab. 14:37 into that first period, Victor Mete coming down. Center ice, one slap, back of the net, Habs up 1-0. I'm not sure who was more excited, Victor Mete himself or the entire Canadiens bench. Shea Weber, big smiles for his defensive mate. Is that a word? Defensive mate? That sounds weird. Everyone delighted to see Victor Mete finally get it. He's had his chances. He's had his moments, but here we got it. Congrats, Victor, on that first year NHL career. Hopefully they come quickly from here on out. Armia, who has been fantastic this year so far for the Habs, he gets his fourth, another power play goal. I believe his second on the power play so far this season. Beautiful setup by, once again, Jonathan Drouin. Jonathan Drouin, through seven games, still the Canadiens' best player this season. Setting up who might be the Habs' second best player so far this season in Armia, as he got his fourth. Again, power play, not an issue for the Habs, but at least in this one, the penalty kill did not come back to hurt them either. And it's not as though they did not give the pathetic Minnesota Wild some chances on the power play. 0 for 5, they kept them on the night. And again, we'll say you can only play against the competition you're given. At least they kept it clean against the sad, sad Wild. And I continue to reiterate that these Wild are bad. Much like the, if you're watching the TSN broadcast on Thursday night, which I was, they just kept reiterating, this is great from the Habs, yada, yada, yada. But these Minnesota Wild, they're a sad sack excuse for a hockey team right now. Fair enough. 33-17, by the way, the final shots in this one. That fourth goal was a beauty from Brendan Gallagher, his third of the season unassisted. Gallagher, you know, not a dirty Gallagher goal. Not down in the blue paint, not bouncing off his stick and in the net, the things we love from Gallagher. But no, just a beauty hockey goal from number 11. On another one, like, frankly, an uneventful evening. Yes, there was a shutout. Yes, the Canadiens handled them easily, but eventful the game was not. Except for the highlights of Mete and Suzuki getting there first. And a solid performance overall from the Canadiens. So, you take that from the loss against Tampa. You look at the record you've got now at 3-2-2. And you build from it. You're facing the Blues again on Saturday, this time in their barn. But you beat them just a week ago, returning that game plan, and I imagine it'll be Keith Kincaid, unless the lack of work that Price faced on Thursday night is enough to get him two games this weekend. I'd still be surprised. I imagine we'll see Keith Kincaid up against Minnesota on Sunday evening. Price will face St. Louis on Saturday, get a few points out of the weekend, and righting the ship is too strong word. The ship is not off course for the Canadiens coming into this one at 2-2-2, or even in much a different place at 3-2-2. But it's something to build on. A game in which you gave up no man advantage goals either. And here you find yourselves. Build off it. Mete with his first, Suzuki with his first. Everyone's feeling good. We'll see how that plays out on Saturday night. But again, we can't take much from this game. Except the things went the Canadiens' way. I feel like we'd be taking a lot from this game if they'd lost. Minnesota would come into town and beat them. Panic might be setting in, or at least a couple alarm bells that were in trouble. But no, they did what they needed to do, and did it decisively so. Feel really good about that. It was a fun game to watch while I was also bouncing around between some Thursday night football, which was less than thoroughly entertaining, and a relatively entertaining playoff baseball game as the New York Yankees are now on the ropes. Houston Astros up 3-1 on them with a big win on Thursday night. So other things grabbing my attention as the Habs easily handled the Minnesota Wild. Of things going on around the NHL on Thursday night to grab your attention. Tampa Bay Lightning and Boston Bruins, perhaps the two best teams in our division. That's right. You heard me, Toronto. That one went to a shootout. Tampa Bay winning that one 4-3. New Jersey Devils, they beat the New York Rangers by a 5-2 score. It was the Vancouver Canucks beating the St. Louis Blues. Canucks off to a decent start. Is that accurate, or am I just picking... 4-2-0. That's better than I expected. Vancouver Canucks, they beat the St. Louis Blues in a shootout 4-3. And those same Blues, as I mentioned, will be who the Habs face next. So they'll be coming off a shootout loss. New York Islanders beat the Winnipeg Jets 3-1. Calgary Flames all over Detroit Red Wings by a 5-1 score. Arizona Coyotes beating the Nashville Predators 5-2. Vegas Golden Knights needed a shootout to beat the pathetic Ottawa Senators by a 3-2 score. And the Buffalo Sabres still rolling, baby. Sabres beat the Kings 3-0. So that's a look from everything else that happened on Thursday night in the NHL. I'll be back on Sunday. Should be back on Sunday. Do my best to be back on Sunday. After the Habs take on the Blues. And then we'll do it again on Monday. Election Monday here in Canada. Don't forget to vote. We'll talk to you then. Till then, you know, take care.